Today we're kicking off a new series we've entitled, I Love Your Word, which is a close runner-up to Word Up, but I didn't do that. Okay, so I Love Your Word is the name of the series, and I'm really excited about the things that God has given me for the series. I believe that you're going to grow through the series. I believe that God's going to place within the people of Destiny Church just a new hunger for God's Word, a new understanding. We're going to explain and go back and let you understand the meaning of God's Word, where it falls into the role of a life of a Christian, how to read it, how to understand it, how it applies to your life. And I'm believing that God is going to do something through this series in your life that's going to propel you to a higher dimension, to a higher level. We're going to talk about this series, I Love Your Word. Today, I've entitled today's message, Learning to Eat God's Bread. Learning to Eat God's Bread. The word Bible is the word, really translates to the word book. And of course, we know the Bible is 66 books put into one. It's the word biblios. We use the word biblios as original meaning. And of course, it means the holy word of God. The word biblios is a word that came from a town in the Lebanon region where they manufactured the first papers. They had the papyrus plant there. And the papyrus plant is where they originally got the original paper from this town, and they begin to have paper there, and they begin to print on it and put books there, and they named that town Biblios, which meant books. And so when we hear that word Bible, it actually got its meaning from them putting together the Bible in the town that originated there in Biblios. But Bible translates to mean literally today the holy word of God. And so we know today the Bible is made up of many things. Of course, the main thing is made up of 929 Old Testament chapters, 260 New Testament chapters, for a total of 1,189 chapters. It would take you about 3 to 4 chapters a day for you to read to accomplish reading through the Bible in 1 year. And so it doesn't take a lot of time, but if you will begin to discipline ourselves into reading God's Word, 3 to 4 chapters a day, you can read through the Bible in 1 year. There's about 40 writers in the Bible, but how many know there's only one author? I'm just thinking, there was about 40 writers for the Bible, but only one author. The scripture is very clear that there was only one author of the Bible. The psalmist said that God gave the word and man published it. It was Paul who said all scripture is inspiration, God breathed from God. That all scripture comes through the inspiration breath of the Holy Spirit. God inspired all scripture. It was Peter who said God's grace was given to speak to men as they were moved by the Holy Spirit to record what God has said and to publish it. And so today we know that there's only one author, even though God used many writers to formulate his words, to bring together the things that he wanted to use from the beginning of the garden where we see the original intent of man's relationship with God, to walk with God every day in an unadulterated, unsaturated sin area where you could come in, this fellowship in God on such a purest level. And we see where sin came through the garden. And of course, the Bible talked about many prophecies, over 300 prophecies that prophesied of Jesus Christ and the coming of the redemption of the Savior. And of course, the New Testament's fulfillment of all this, of the Old Testament prophecies and the new law being brought forth in Jesus' life and things that he did. And so we see the Bible is such a important relevance in our life, but many of us here don't really have a full understanding of the Word of God. How many like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches? Anybody like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches? Does that sound good about now for a little snack before you went? I remember growing up that when my mom would make me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, I would take that peanut butter and jelly sandwich and I would take it and I would peel away all the edges off. Remember doing that? Anybody else ever did that? You peel off all the edges and I would just eat the heart of the sandwich. And why was that? Because I just really liked the heart of the sandwich, and I would get there and I really didn't care for the crust around it. And I would, by the time I got through eating my sandwiches, many times I'd eat two of them, as you can tell by looking at them. I would eat two of them. And I'd have this whole plate full of bread still left over. And my mom would be like, you know, you're not going to grow up to be, you know, the right size if you don't eat. That's where all the nourishment is in the crust. And all of a sudden she was a biochemist, nutritionist. You know, she knew exactly what was in there. But anyway, you know, I don't think I had any problems filling out. I did okay. But I would have all this there, and, you know, it took me maturing to learning that I really needed to eat the whole thing. You know, it was kind of a big waste not to eat all the bread that was given to me there. And I believe that many of us in our life, we have too many Christians who haven't really learned to eat the fullness of God's bread. That God has given us His bread, and God is wanting us to nurture on the bread of God. I'm going to be giving you a lot of scriptures today. We're going to follow this thread through the Bible, and we're going to quickly move through them. I'm not going to take you a long time today, but I want you to follow me, okay? We're going to go through a lot of scriptures, so I hope you got your pens ready. I hope you got your Bibles ready. Let me say this today. If you need a Bible, okay? I know that many times we get in the habit of coming because we put our scriptures up on the overhead because we use certain translations, and not everybody has the same translation. And, of course, if someone doesn't have a Bible, they can read and keep up with what we're talking about on the overhead. That's a good thing. But also it can be a bad thing if we get in out of the habit of using God's Word and carrying God's Word. And so let me challenge you and really encourage you as your pastor. Get a Bible. Bring your Bible to church with you, even if you're not doing anything but keeping your notes in there and keeping your pad in there and your pen that you can keep notes and keep your notes organized. This is a very important part. The Bible is a very important daily part of our role as a Christian in our life, is learning God's Word, where it applies to my life, and even valuing God's Word. So find a translation that works good for you. I use a lot of different translations. Some of my favorite ones are the New King James, is a favorite of mine. But really, if I'm just going to read for just reading's sake, the New Living Translation is a great NLT. The New Living Translation is a great translation. It's very easy to read. If you're a person who's never read the Bible at all, and the Message Bible is a very good, easy, very probably the easiest one. If you have children or teenagers and you want them to read the Bible, the Message version is a very good version for them. The NIV is also a very good version to read. And so just find you a Bible. If you can't afford a Bible, go back in the information center, the welcome center, and let them know, hey, I'd like to sign up. I don't have a Bible. We'll make sure and get you a Bible, okay? We'll make sure we find you a Bible and get you a Bible. But I challenge you to go out and get a Bible, okay? Make sure if you have one at home, shake the dust off of it. Find it out. Pull it out, okay? And use that Bible. Begin to value it more than what we're using it. Today I want to talk to you about learning to eat God's bread. And I want to talk to you about three types of bread that Scripture teaches us that the Bible is. First of all, it teaches the Bible is our daily bread. Our daily bread. Number one, our daily bread. Let's look at Exodus 16:4. It says, the Lord said to Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven to you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain quota every day, that I may test them whether or not they will walk in my law or not. Now, we see the children of Israel here, that God gave manna from heaven to supply their hunger need. But what we have to understand about Scripture is that many times that God used Scripture and things like this to be a foreshadowing of things to come. So not only was He teaching them that He was going to supply them with a bread that was called manna from heaven every day, but also He was setting a statement, a prerequisite for things to come, that He was going to also daily supply a bread from heaven. Not just to the children of Israel, but even today, God is giving a daily bread. Matthew 6:11 says it like this. Give us this day our daily bread. He says, when we pray, we're going to pray this prayer in the Lord's Prayer. He said, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And how many know He wasn't just talking about physical bread? He said, Pastor, how do you know that? Because we're going to follow this word bread throughout Scripture, and we're going to see what He was talking about was bread was more than just a physical bread, a piece of roe, but it's also talking about a spiritual bread. The word bread, when we see the word bread, it means the Bible. In the Bible, the word bread correlates and translates and even means with reference to the Bible. And so give us this day our daily bread. Psalm 68:19 says it like this. Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us up with benefits. Now, how many like benefits? How many like a job with benefits? Anybody like a job with benefits? I mean, that's, you know, if you're picking between one job and the other, sometimes the pay is just the same, but one job has a lot more benefits. People will choose a job over benefits. Matter of fact, I know some people who will take a job with a lot of benefits for a little bit less pay because it has a lot more benefits. And we like benefits. And how many of us go through our day and we never receive the daily benefits that God has for us? There is a daily benefit that God wants to give you and I, that we are tapping into the benefits of the daily that God has for you and I. I mean, what a shame to live our life this way. What a shame that we would ignore the benefits that are there. Now, if your employer came to you today and said, hey, I've got $500 a month that I'm going to put into your 401 account or to your IRA, whatever you want to do, all you got to do is just sign up for it to receive it. How many of you would ignore that sign-up sheet? I mean, you would be down there the next morning before the job ever opened, standing in line. Sign me up. I don't want to miss a dime of that free money. Why? Because it's a benefit given to you. The same way here, but we get up every day and we never go to the source of our benefit. How many of us spend every day ignoring what God has said? I've got a daily benefit for you, daily benefits for you. And it comes through his daily bread. God is doing something in his people, and he's wanting a daily walk with you and I. He's wanting a daily speaking into our life. God has given us a daily bread. And number two, he gives us our sustaining bread. He gives us sustaining bread. In Matthew 4, verse 3 and 4, look what it says. Now when the tempter came to him. Now this is talking about Satan coming to Jesus. Jesus is just coming off a 40-day fast. Remember this. Jesus is just coming off his 40-day fast. And he's talking about Satan. Now when the tempter came to him, he said, if you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread. Now, he knew Jesus was hungry. Obviously, coming off a 40-day fast, he was very hungry in his physical body. But look at Jesus' response. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by what? Bread alone. He's saying, yeah, physical food is good for my body. But Scripture teaches me that man doesn't live by physical food alone. What's man live by? But by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Jesus made this very clear that we are to proceed and live off the daily bread, not just the physical nourishment, but the spiritual daily bread that God has given us. Deuteronomy 8:3. Look at this scripture. So he humbled you, allowed you to hunger. He's talking to the children of Israel here. Okay? So he humbled you. Now, remember, he had given them manna from heaven daily. So he humbled you, allowed you to hunger, and fed you with manna, which you did not know, or nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man shall not live, what? By bread alone. But man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. Do you see a pattern arising here? Do we see a pattern arising in Scripture? That Jesus said it, Moses said it, Peter said it, Paul said it, we're seeing them say that man doesn't live by bread alone, but for the bread of the life of the word of the Lord, out of everything that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. How do we know that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord? How do I know? Because God, through his holy scriptures, spoke to 40 men, 40 writers that he spoke to about writing and authoring what the Holy Spirit was inspiring. I want you to know this. I want you to meditate on these things. These are the things I'm trying to communicate to you and I. This is what proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord. This is what proceeded from the Holy Spirit. But this is a problem that we have in the church today. And the problem we have today is we have too many Christians that are on a spiritual Atkins diet. Some of you are going to get that tomorrow when you wake up. Okay. How many know what an Atkins diet is? What's one of the main things you don't eat on an Atkins diet? Bread. And we got too many Christians today that are living their life without eating the bread of the Lord. They're on a spiritual Atkins diet. They'll eat everything else. We'll consume everything else. Now listen, there is nothing wrong with reading spiritual books by spiritual authors. We sell some of those here. We take class studies. Those things are all great. But listen, I cannot get my only nourishment from a book from somebody else. I can't get my nourishment just from watching Christian TV. There's kind of come a time in my life when I take open the Word of God, the bread of the Lord, and say, God, what are you saying? God, what are you saying to me? God, what does your Word say? How does it apply to my life? This is where I receive my strength. This is where I receive my nourishment. This is where I begin to grow. But we have too many people who are living our life without the spiritual nourishment. God is against this. Isaiah 55:2 makes it very clear. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. He's saying, why do we waste our money filling ourselves up with things that will never satisfy us? You'll never be satisfied in your destiny. You'll never be satisfied in your walk with the Lord. You'll never be satisfied in your life, in your career, in your marriage, until you learn to have a relationship with Jesus Christ that is meaningful in your life. And you'll never have a meaningful relationship with Jesus until you know what Jesus' word says. Very plain and simple. You can only grow so far. You can only go so far. It's not until you understand the meaning of the daily bread. That daily God wants to speak to me. That daily God wants to reveal himself to me. That daily God wants me to learn from Paul. That daily God wants me to learn from the Psalms. That daily God wants me to learn from the life of some of these great men and women. That daily God wants me to learn how big his grace is in my life. That daily wants me to learn how important the Holy Spirit's role is in my life. That daily wants me to learn that greed is only going to bring me down. And pride is only going to bring me to a fall. The daily ones, God wants to reveal these things to me. That he's called me to be a better husband. That he's called me to be a better father. He's called me to be a better employer. He's called me to be a better student. He's called me to rise above the fray. And I get this nourishment through my daily bread with him. It's a sustaining bread. Look what Hosea said in Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for what? A lack of knowledge. He says, my people, they're destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Where does true knowledge come from? From above, through the scriptures. We're destroyed for our lack of understanding of the scriptures. Job said it like this. I have not departed from the commandments of his lips. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Job said, man, I value what God said to me more than even what I ate today. I value the nutrition I got from the spiritual nutrition more than I do the physical nutrition. There was something that Job had an understanding of, the relationship that God was wanting to speak. Joshua 1:8 says it like this, "For the book of law shall not depart from your mouth." This is God's command to Joshua for the children of Israel. "But you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe and do it according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous." For then you will make your way prosperous. For then, what? For then, when we meditate on this thing day and night, when we meditate on daily upon what God is saying, says, then I will make your way prosperous. And then you will have good success. How many has ever wondered why you don't seem to be spinning your wheels? You ever feel like your life is spent spinning your wheels? I'm just not seeing the things that I want to do prosper the way I feel like I should. According to Scripture right here, it makes it very clear. It says those people who have learned to meditate on the daily bread, those who have learned to put the Word of God in their heart, those people I shall cause to what? Prosper and have success. You want to succeed? You can go out and buy Tony Robbins all you want to. You can listen to Oprah every day if that's what you feel led to do. But I'm telling you, real success will come when you learn to say, God, what are you saying about my life? God, how do you judge my life? God, what's the standard you put for me and my family? Not what she said, but God, what are you saying? God, what do you want to reveal to me today? God, he says, there lies success. There, I will make that person's way prosperous. We got to learn that his bread shall sustain us. It's a sustaining bread. Sometimes when we eat, how many know the certain foods you eat, that just a matter of another hour, you're hungry again. You ever went somewhere to eat and you thought you was going to a big buffet to only find out you get there and only had cheese and crackers? You know what I'm talking about? You know, a little bit of celery and carrots, and you're like, oh, this is good. And you leave there thinking, I'm starving. You know, I thought they were going to have real food. It didn't sustain you, you know. He says, the Word of God, it shall sustain you. When you eat of it, you don't hunger. He says, when you drink of it, you don't thirst. Jesus says, when you drink of my water, you shall never what? Thirst again. See, you can't quench your spirit any other way except for knowing what God is saying. I can't quench my hunger for what's my destiny until I hear what the Spirit is saying in my life. I can't quench my thirst. There's got to be more. I've got a passion until I know what the Spirit is saying in my life. And it's revealed to me through where? Through God's Word, through my daily bread. It sustains me. And the third thing, the last thing, it's our true bread. He says it's our true bread. John 6:32. Look what it says. Then Jesus said to them, "Most assuredly I say to you, Moses did not give you bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven." He said, this is the true bread, okay? What you thought was bread from heaven, that was just a foreshadowing of things to come. That's what he's saying. Remember me talking to you about that? That was just a foreshadowing. Yes, it was a physical bread from heaven, but there is a true bread from heaven that my Father gives. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Now, can we answer that question? Who came down from heaven to give life to the world? Jesus, that's right. So, Jesus is what? The true bread of God. Jesus is the true bread of God. We find it right here. Then he said to him, "Lord, give us this bread always." And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life." Okay? In case you didn't get it. Jesus says, in case you didn't get the hints we've been laying out for you. In case you didn't follow the thread in Scripture. In case you didn't understand this daily bread, the sustaining bread. In case you didn't understand all that, let me make it very clear for you. Okay? And I can just tell you, sometimes I need things made clear to me. And sometimes I need Jesus to say, "Gene, I am the bread of life." Just in case you didn't get all those other scriptures. I am. He made it very clear. I am the bread of life. Who is the bread of life? Jesus. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. Who comes to me shall what? He who comes to me shall never hunger." Shall never hunger. John 1:1. Jesus said, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was" who? "Was God." In the beginning, the Word was with God, what? And the Word was who? God. That means that before it was ever translated, before it was ever inspired to be put down by authors through the Holy Spirit, through God telling them what to write, God already had this Word. God already had it for him. He said the Word was always with him. It is who he is. Jesus said, "I am the Word. I am the living Word. I am the bread of life." Do you understand where we're going today? I hope we understand the importance of what we're speaking about. Let's continue to read this. It's going to be unfolded for us. We're going to see. And I believe today God's going to give you a new revelation. I believe today God's going to give you a new passion for his Word like you never had before. Look what it says here in John 1:14. "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. And the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." What did John 3:16 say? "For God so loved the world that he gave" what? "Only begotten?" His only begotten what? Son. The scripture says it right here, reveals again. "We beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten." He's talking about Jesus. "Of the Father, full of grace and full of truth." Jesus is the living Word of God. And this Word is Jesus. This Word is God. This Word is the Holy Spirit inspired. Do you realize what you're holding here? Do you realize what you have? You have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit right here every day. And how many of us keep them put away in the closet? Or in the floorboard of a car, on the bottom of a shelf, or we have it opened up on our coffee table to look good, and we just dust it off. How many of us do this every day? We're ignoring the very tool that God gave us to know who he is. We're ignoring the very daily bread that he's wanting us to grow in. We're ignoring the very thing that he gave to bring life to us, to breathe into us a new life, new vision, to have a fullness of understanding. Oh, God, this is who you are. And I guarantee you cannot read the scripture. You cannot read the scripture. And every time I read it, I've been reading this book a long time. And every time I read it, God shows me a new facet of who he is. We just did a big study on grace. I've been studying about grace my whole life, but God has given me new things. Every time we look at this book, God will give you new things. And he'll speak to you something that I didn't see. And he'll speak to me something that you didn't see. God, that's God through his Holy Spirit inspiring us. His word comes alive in our life. But we toss it aside and we leave it there. His word is the true bread. It was Jesus. Look at Revelation 19:11. Now I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he who sat upon him was called what? Faithful and true. You want to know what truth is? You're looking at it right here. It's the word of the Lord. Society will come, and it will bring to you false doctrine. It will bring to you heresy. It will bring to you a different standard. But God has always said, this word is truth. We are to live our life at a standard not given to us by society, by the media, by the newspaper, by the internet, by a talk show person, or even by a book or an author. Only person we are to live our life by is by the standard of Scripture. For it is only what? The true Word of God that brings true life. The true standard. But how many of us keep it there? And well, and so when somebody else talks about, well, I've got a new idea. I've got a new way. I think everybody's saved, and man, they're just all this. They don't know it yet. Everybody's going to heaven. They just don't know it. Well, that kind of, I think I read a scripture one time about how God saved everyone already, and we don't have an understanding. We'll fall for a false doctrine. Well, forget the part that says, hey, you still got to confess your sins. There's only one way. You still comes to confession of your sins, that he is Lord. We're very easy to fall to false doctrine. We're very easy to follow some talk show host. Well, that does sound kind of true. They take scripture and they take a little bit here. It's like I did in a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. They just take what they like and throw the rest aside. Either it's all wrong or it's all right. It can't be one or the other. It's either all right or it's all wrong. But we choose to believe today what? It's all inspired by God. He said it's the one thing that is true. This will sustain. This is the standard that will sustain. This is what God is saying. And how many of us leave our daily bread every day? How many of us have gotten out of the habit of abusing God's word? I say abusing, what I mean by that is neglecting. Neglecting his word. Neglecting what he says to me and you. So I believe today that we understand that when we look at the Bible, we're looking at Jesus. That's what Jesus said. Jesus said, I am the living word, the only begotten. The word, the true living word. He is the living word. So this is the question. When I'm reading the word and I'm putting the word in my life, what am I putting in? More Jesus. And so many of us here, if I ask that question, how many want more Jesus in your life? Yeah, we'd all ask that. Yes, we want more Jesus. How do I get there? Right here. I put Jesus in. I read what Jesus says. I study what Jesus meant for me. I study what Scripture says because it is the living God. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. This is Jesus. We find out this is the true living word that he spent our life. And the problem is we have too many malnourished Christians walking around. Or too many of us are malnourished. We're not getting the right kind of diet in our life. Yeah, we're a Christian, but we're just not growing and the nourishment that God has for us to completion. Because we've become spiritual anorexia. You know, we've had spiritual anorexia in our life. We're just not putting on spiritual muscle. Because we refuse to eat of God's bread. That's why. We refuse to eat of God's bread. Whether we do it purposely or we do it unintentionally. Either way, we're refusing to eat. When we don't take of God's bread, we're refusing to eat. How many know if your kids come to you and said, I'm not going to eat anymore. I just don't like food. You would take it very serious. Why? Because how many know if they don't eat, what's going to happen to them? They're going to die. It's very clear. We know this. They will die. But how many of us spiritually will allow ourselves to die spiritually because we don't take time to nourish ourselves? See, it's the same kind of importance. It's the same kind, the most utter importance that we don't spiritually die, that we nourish ourselves spiritually with what God's saying. So today, as I close, I want to give you a challenge. As we close today, I want to challenge you with this thought right here. During this series, I'm going to ask you to take a 60-day challenge with me. I'm going to ask everybody in this room today who's here, I'm going to ask you to take a 60-day challenge with me. That over the next 60 days, that you say, Pastor, I'll commit to reading 3 chapters a day. 3 chapters of the Word of God a day. And we're going to do this for 60 days. So we're going to go on a diet together, okay? We're going to go on a daily bread diet together. And at the end of 60 days, we're going to come back and we're going to look and see, how much have I grown in nourishment? How much spiritual weight have I put on? How much spiritual muscle am I building? How much better am I feeling? How much clearer am I thinking? How much wiser are my decisions? How much softer and kinder are my actions and words? Because I'm taking in a good diet. So I'm going to challenge you today as your pastor. I'm asking you to join me in this today. And so today, that's you. You say, Pastor, I'm saying yes. I'm going to take the 60-day challenge. I'm going to read 3 chapters a day for the next 60 days. I want you to stand up. If you say, today, Pastor, I'll make that challenge. I'll accept that challenge. I'm going to feed upon the bread of life. I tell you, this is going to be such an awesome thing, what God's going to do in your life. It's going to be such an awesome thing, what God's going to do in your life. You're going to be taking in Jesus every day. For those of you who have never read the Bible before, let me just give some suggestions to you. Reading in the Old Testament, read Proverbs and read Psalms. Read the New Testament. Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and see what they say about our Lord. A lot easier to read and understanding. Today, I just want to invite you 3 chapters a day for 60 days. And I believe out of that's going to come testimony of people saying, man, I'm growing. I'm feeling better in my life. I'm feeling better in my physical life. I'm feeling better in my spiritual life. Matter of fact, I believe some of you, the Word of God is now coming to me. This is a prophecy, okay? I'm going to prophesy to you right now. This is what God's speaking to me. Some of you are having physical problems right now in your body. You're having physical problems. And the Lord said to me that He's saying this right now. If you will eat this diet for 60 days, that He's going to heal some things in your life that's been troubling you. There's been some physical problems there. You've had some physical problems. You've been praying God to heal you. And God says, if you begin to eat this diet that I've been challenging you with right now, God says, I'm going to heal your body through this process. I'm going to heal some things. Other of you here, you've had some answers, some questions that God's, you've been saying, God, where's my answer for this? God, where's my answer? God says, I'm going to answer some questions through this diet. You're going to see clearly. You're going to hear clearly. There's going to be something happen. Some of you here, you've been asking God to move you to a new level. God, there's something more in my life. God, there's something more. Many of you have been saying that. I've been hearing you say that. There's more. God's preparing something more. And God says, through this, I'm going to take you to a new level. I'm going to reveal to you and show you the more. I'm going to direct you and show you what I am planning for your life. It's going to come when you take more of who He is. So today, let's raise our hands to Him and say, Father, Lord, we say yes to this, God. We say yes to the 60-day challenge, God. We're going to take 60 days. We're going to read 3 chapters a day for 60 days. That's 180 chapters over 60 days, over 2 months. And God, I believe today, God, you're going to do something through this, God. Your word's going to come alive in our hearts. That God, Destiny Church, Lord, who's already experiencing, God, just a renewal, a revival coming through. But God, there's going to be a new level, God. Things are going to open, Lord. Your spirit's going to be unleashed through hearts, Lord. Things are going to happen, Lord. Salvation's going to come to this house in a greater way. A heavier anointing for worship's going to come. God, Lord, the lame, Lord, those who are sick, Lord, those who are needing things in their body, they're going to come, Lord, and receive their healing. God, things are going to happen because the word of God is being unleashed. The living word of God is being unleashed in our life. God, our marriages are going to get stronger, Lord. Our grades are going to improve this year. God, things are going to happen, Lord, because we are putting in new things, God. The life giver, God. We're going to eat the right nourishment. That's the daily thing of your scripture, the daily bread you've given us. And God, we pray that through this series over the next 60 days, that God, we're going to have a new hunger for your word like we never had before. We're going to have a new understanding, a new appreciation, God, for what your word says and what it means in my life. And God, I pray to God through this series and God, and through the 60-day diet, God, of going to your word every day, I pray to God that we would grow like we've never grown before. And God, we believe you and thank you together. And we say, amen, amen. If you believe God's going to do something great in your life, give God a hand clap of praise. Can you do that? I'm excited about what God's going to do today. Thank you so much for being here. And you guys are in such a great crowd today. Come anticipating what God's going to do. Turn around, find four or five people around you, man. Tell them it's good to be with you in church today. Smile at somebody. You guys have a great week.